99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Valentine's Day today. And some of you may have dates tonight. Others may not. And that's okay.
That's okay.
That is okay. You know? So when I saw Jay's tweet, I had to call him. What's up, Jay?
What's up?
Say hi to Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to talk to you about the tweet that you sent out and why you're not going on a Valentine's date tonight.
So I have there's a quick backstory first.
Okay.
So I went on a date with this dude one time, uh-huh. and he had a bit of a past, and all of my friends have warned me, this is Red Flag City, like, turn around, what are you doing? No, this guy has a past and reputation, but I'm trying to be, everybody changes.
Open-minded.
Right.
Sure.
You just messed in the past, but you're clean now, whatever.
Second chance, yes.
Exactly. So, very nice first date a couple of weeks ago. He had to postpone hanging out last weekend. So we're like, cool, we'll hang out on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I get a text 2 days ago. And the text basically says, OMG, something's come up. I need to cancel again. I'll call you in a few weeks. Please don't be mad.
Okay, something's come up.
Something's come up. Okay, what came up?
Well, my initial, like, overly self-conscious mind is, oh, my God, I'm now, like, a backup plan. He's now had another date.
Right. Uh-huh.
And we're going to wait and see what happens, and then he'll call me. But then I also started overthinking and thought, he's in rehab or something. So my, you know, law and order detective skills start sneaking in, and I'm Googling him and essentially spent the entire night Googling different variations of his name in different counties, jail, trying to find him.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's in jail.
Something did come up.
Right. He went to jail in November for theft under $100.
Okay.
And then he got arrested 2 days ago for theft under $100.
So wait.
He obviously has a theft problem and steals small stuff. I don't get that either.
Jay, what I heard is that his Valentine's Day gift to you was only going to be less than $100. That's what I'm hearing.
And well, you know what?
And that alone
good
would make me upset.
That's Red Flag City itself, right?
Right, right. Well,
hashtag blessing in disguise.
So I guess where does this put you with him?
I think we know. No.
Are you going to give him a third chance?
No, right?
He is really cute.
Oh, my God!
Jay!
Help us help you!
All right, buddy, we got to run. I hope you do have a good Valentine's Day, you know.
Such a bad boy.
With however you celebrate.
It's just me and the cat in Law and Order tonight.
That works.
All right.
That works.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for talking to us. I don't know if you can beat that or not, but not going to be able to go on a Valentine's Day tonight because
he's in jail.
He's in jail.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to top.
That's a tough one to top.